Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying lessons from the life of Jonah. And today I want to review with you the four lessons from Jonah's life that apply to us so relevantly today. The very first thing we can observe in the life of Jonah in this very simple four-chapter book in the Old Testament is that it never pays to run from the will of God. We find Jonah, the Israelite prophet, given a direct assignment from God, go to the great city of Nineveh and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. This instruction from the Lord to Jonah resulted not in immediate obedience, but quite the opposite. It says in verse 3, Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah disobeyed immediately. He ran in the opposite direction from God. Nineveh was 500 miles to the northeast of Jonah's hometown, but instead of heading there, he headed to Tarshish, the most far-flung Phoenician seaport known to the world at the time of Jonah, and it was about 2,000 miles to the west. You could say that Jonah's will and God's will crossed at this point. Jonah ran away. He tried to avoid the call of God on his life. But we know that running from God's will for your life never results in your life going smoothly for you. Many people think that they will avoid unpleasant and undesirable situations by avoiding or ignoring God's directives. In fact, Jonah just tried to sleep through it and hope it would go away. He bought a ticket in the seaport of Joppa on a boat that was headed for Tarshish. But Tarshish, the word, means hard or breaking. And that's exactly what Jonah was heading for, a breaking. He tried to sleep it off. He went down into the hold of that ship, fell sound asleep. And while he was sleeping, trying to ignore the voice of God in his spirit, the sailors had found themselves in a most violent storm. The storm must have been quite severe because the scriptures recount that the sailors became afraid and every man cried to his God, and they threw the cargo, which was in the ship's hold, into the sea to lighten it for them. When people get so desperate that they throw things away that were moments ago very valuable to them, they feel they're in a most desperate state. So this was a violent, violent storm. But Jonah's attempt to sleep through it was to no avail. If you, like Jonah, have been resisting or avoiding or just plain running from God's direction for your life, you'll find out, just as Jonah did, that God has an appointment for you. In Jonah 1:17, we read, "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah." And Jonah was in the stomach of that fish 3 days and three nights. After the sailors discovered by casting lots that it was Jonah who was the cause of this violent storm, they threw him overboard, and immediately the sea became calm. But God had an appointment for Jonah, and God has an appointment for you if you've been running from his will. That appointment is the place where you will come to your senses or come to yourself, as the Bible says in many places. In Luke 15:17, the prodigal son came to himself, or the NASB translation says he came to his senses when he was in the pig's pen, or the place where he was feeding the hogs, a most uncomfortable and smelly circumstance, much like the belly of the whale. Can you imagine being inside the gullet of a great fish? Many say that it was most likely a sperm whale because its throat and its stomach are large enough to receive the body of a man. What the smell of being in the digestive system of a great fish would be like, it must have been nauseating. And imagine that slimy, pitch-dark cavern must have been revolting to his senses. But it was in that dark place that Jonah had a change of heart. And it was in that most uncomfortable circumstance that the prodigal son had a change of heart. That's the appointment that God has for you. Not to bring horrible circumstances your way, but to bring you to a place where you'll come to your senses and realize that doing God's will is so much better than running from it. The third lesson from the life of Jonah that we will observe is this: God will give you a second chance to walk in his ways. When Jonah was unceremoniously deposited on the seashore by the great fish, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God said to him, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I'm going to tell you." Though Jonah had been thoroughly disobedient, God gave him a second chance. If you have been thoroughly disobedient in your life, avoided the will of God, run from his commandments or his instruction for your life, take heart. God will give you a second chance. And then it's up to you to choose obedience instead of disobedience. And you'll find that walking in obedience to God will require great faith. It took faith for Jonah to make that trek to Assyria, to the capital city of Nineveh. The Assyrians were enemies to the Israelites. Without a doubt, Jonah had natural reasons to fear showing up at that city gate. It took faith in God that he would even be allowed entrance into the city and that the people would even listen to him as a foreigner. But God has his way of overcoming natural obstacles, and he'll do that for you as well. Jonah's appearance must have startled the people in Nineveh in an amazing way. Having spent 3 days in the fish's belly, Jonah's skin and hair most likely would have been severely bleached by the digestive juices, making his physical appearance a literal sign and wonder. God can go before you, even if it looks like an impossible situation, and make the circumstance turn around to be receptive to you, though it would seem there will be no way it could possibly work. God did that in Jonah's case. You know the results of Jonah's preaching were so spectacular that the entire city of Nineveh, estimated population about 600,000 people, turned and repented before the Lord. God was so impressed by this move of repentance on the part of the Ninevites that he relented, the Bible says, and decided not to bring judgment on that city as he had declared through Jonah's prophecy. The interesting and final lesson we can receive from Jonah is this. Jonah, instead of being excited about the Ninevites' repentance, having such a magnificent result of his preaching, he was so angry. This was revelatory of what was in Jonah's heart, and it's a lesson for all of us. Jonah did God's will. He obeyed God and went and preached in Nineveh, but he did it reluctantly. Jonah was obedient to God, but he was not willing. It wasn't Jonah's will to see the Ninevites, the arch enemies of Israel, repent and receive God's mercy. Willingness is a heart issue, but God wants us to be both willing and obedient. Isaiah 1:19 promises you this: if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. God wants you to eat the good of the land. He wants you to enjoy the blessings of God. He wants you to enjoy the blessings of being in the center of God's will. But many people are doing God's will, but they're doing it reluctantly, or you could say unwillingly. They're going through the motions, but their heart is not in it. You may be staying in your marriage because you feel you're being obedient to God, but your heart is not in it. And because of that, you are not eating the good of the land. You may be staying at a specific job you know God has called you to do, but you're there reluctantly, so your heart is not in it. You may be obedient, but you're not willing. And so the result is you're not eating the good of the land. Whatever situation you're in, if you feel you're obeying God, but your heart is not in it, you are shortchanging yourself of receiving the good and great blessings God has for you. Jonah was miserable, though he did the will of God obediently, because he was unwilling. He didn't agree. He didn't like it. He grumbled about having to do it. And as a result, God rebuked him at the end of the book of Jonah. God wants you to eat the good of the land. He wants you to enjoy the blessing of being in the center of God's will, being willing and obedient. Take a lesson from Jonah's life and don't run from God by disobedience, and don't run from God by having an unwilling heart. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.